This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
It's time for Other People's Problems. We call it OPP.
Heck yeah.
That's why we play this ridiculous music that nobody understands.
Right.
we have Jill on the phone with some sort of problem. Jill?
Yay!
Yay!
What's up?
All right, so I broke up with my boyfriend, Luke, about 6 months ago.
Okay.
And to be perfectly honest with you, I've been dating a lot, but I haven't found anything close to what he and I had.
Okay.
And, you know, we were together for a little over a year. And I originally broke up with him because he fought with me a lot and started to really get on. We were getting on each other's nerves. Let's call a spade a spade.
Okay.
Right? But, I've had a string of horrible dates lately, and I'm starting to miss Luke and see him in a new light, basically. I'm starting to realize that even though we did fight and but the thing was, at the end of the day, we were always able to work things out. And that's what made me happy. And maybe I should have paid more attention to the smoothing over part versus the fighting aspect of it, you know?
Okay.
Never know what you got till it's gone.
Oh, yeah. Let's sing that song. Steve, where's your, like, do you, I find.
You always say something profound when we get into situations like this with OPP.
It is.
Everyone always remembers the good from the past relationships, and we are able to block out the bad.
There's some sort of chemical in our brain.
Right.
That when you look back on things, you look back on the, most people tend to look back on the positive.
Right, like you get nostalgia for the positives that you miss, and you totally forget everything that caused you to break up with him in the first place, Jill.
And that comedian who was our buddy and wrote the book, it's called The Breakup. Because it's broken. But at the same time, sometimes you need that cosmic kick to the head to realize that you were being nitpicky in a relationship. Like you didn't like the way he brushed his teeth, but every other guy out there, you don't even like the way they look or they smell or they talk or they, the restaurants they like, the movies they like. Like I don't know what to tell you. I'm a person who, as anybody who's ever dated me knows, I'm scorched earth. When we're done,
it never existed.
Happening.
You don't look back.
I do not even remember that there is a back.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
It's.
Well, there's another layer to this as well.
Okay. Oh boy. What's that?
So when, you know, to your point, when I start thinking back on our relationship. I also realized that the fighting started after we started talking about marriage and our future.
Okay.
Oh, you got.
You know, like they always say hindsight is 20/20, right?
Yeah.
So I think I got scared and started analyzing everything about him and the relationship, and I became too critical. And I take that all on myself. That's all my fault.
Okay.
And I told some friends about this, and they were like, no, under no circumstance should I go back to him? But to be honest with you guys, I really miss him.
Okay. I know.
Oh, man.
I think emotion's going to overtake logic on this one.
That is the battle right now. I mean,
logic
told you this is not the right guy. I'm feeling something wrong. Let's break up.
Yeah.
And now 6 months of bad Tinder dates or Bumble dates or whatever you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You're like,
yeah, now emotion is starting to come back in. And you know what? Can I just say something? Everyone's going to look good when you compare him to Hitler. And it sounds like you had some bad dudes.
Oh my God.
Right. So if you could,
that's a great, like, you're usually really, really bad at analogies, but like, that's wow. Yeah. So these dates she's been on
are so bad.
Are Hitler
making this other ex look like a hero.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I just got to be careful with that.
So you think she should just keep trying, keep chunking along and something will happen?
I think so. I think going back to that ex is easy. It's like an easy thing to do. Yeah. Because being out here in singledom, it's hard.
It is hard, isn't it?
It's a lot of work.
I wouldn't know, but it's...
Oh my God, you guys have no idea what it's like to be a single woman out there.
Right? And that's another thing. I don't know what it's like to be a single woman out
there. Yeah.
It's so hard. And see, the other thing is that, you know, I've been hearing through friends that he's been dating. And I don't... I hope my emotions are not just coming from the fact that I'm jealous.
Okay, there's that
too.
Oh
my God.
Right?
All right.
Is this real? Is this you wanting to get back with him real? Or is it just you're jealous or the guys are out there that suck compared to him?
I don't know. I'm so confused. You have no idea.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to try to get you some help. I just want to ask you real quick, Steve.
Yeah.
What percentage of yo-yo relationships like this do you think actually, I don't have the number, but do you think, how many times does this work? Do you think where it's like, because there's been even been famously throughout history where like people who were married, they get divorced and they remarry and whatever. And sometimes that work. What do you think you think she's got a 50-50 shot at this or it's probably even lower than that?
I think it's lower. I'll give her around the 30, maybe 30, one third, 33 and one third to infinity percent.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Where are you at?
I think the way she describes it, it could work because she realizes now, like, I was just being, I don't want to say it this way because you're going to jump on me and say she's now ready to settle, but she was probably too nitpicky on this guy before.
Okay.
And now she's like,
loosened up her.
Yeah. Like, not lowered her standard, but loosened it up and went, wow, what a B I was being.
Maybe I could be more forgiving and tolerant, but it sounds like he's got to be that way too if you both get back together.
Yeah. They both have to. Who initiated the breakup? You did?
Yeah.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you think...
It was because of the fighting and we were talking about marriage and I was just very scared. It really was... It stemmed from fear.
Do you think he would take you back?
See, that's the thing.
That's a very scary question because I do know he's dating other women and I don't know if he's found a connection with anyone else.
Wow.
So if he hasn't, maybe because we were truly in love.
Wow.
Can I ask you, can you get back with him like on just a physical basis or you have to have it all with him?
Oh my God, Steve.
It can't be like a one night stand here and there or.
No, I need his heart.
Wow. All right, Jill.
All right.
Why don't you hang on? We'll see if you should hang on right there.
Yeah.
She's broken right there.
Is. So emotion's probably going
to. I don't know that we can talk her out of it, to be honest, but I mean. We need
give
to talk
a heads
to,
up on what.
Right.
What
if you're somebody who's done the yo-yo back and forth and back and forth, is this a good idea? Is she saying the right things to make you feel like she should go back? Or is going back, what Steve said, 30% chance of
success? You're just late. It's easy.
Which puts you at 66% chance of
not happening.
Yeah. What should Jill do next? Brandy?
Yay.
What do you think?
From a person who has been in a yo-yo relationship, actually divorced from one, it's really hard, but you need to suck it up and move on. There's better out there. It doesn't feel like it right now because you're remembering the good times.
Yeah.
But he also made you feel so crappy to the point where you needed to leave, and you shouldn't ever feel like that. You need to move on. It's going to take time. 6 months is not enough time. It took me 3 years.
3 years to get over this dude?
3 years to find a good relationship. Not to get over him, but to find a good relationship.
Okay.
Wow.
So it's, yeah.
And were there times where you were like, this, forget it. I'm just going to go back to him.
There were times that I said, forget it. I'm going to go back to him. There's times where I said, forget it. I'm singing for the other team. there's been forget it. I just want to be single forever. I will be the crazy cat lady.
But you finally found somebody and you're happy.
I am. I am insanely happy.
So you just got to give it time.
Nobody's got 3 years, man.
Well,
thank you for the encouragement though, Brandy. Appreciate it. Jennifer.
Yes.
Yes. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. So I dated, I am dating a guy right now. And before me, he and his girlfriend had dated for about 2.5 years. And they broke up about 7 months before when I started dating. And it was about a week into the relationship. She sent him a text saying, you know, I really miss you.
Oh.
And yeah. And I, quite honestly, I think she did that because she saw him in a new light. He was moving on. He was doing better. They weren't fighting anymore. They weren't in kind of a, you know, a toxic relationship. And, you know, I wasn't really all that mad at her because, you know, I think, I hate to say it, I think all women have been in that place before.
Yep.
Hmm. So you think, what should she do? What should Jill do? Just let it go?
I think she should. It's hard. I've been in that other place before where, for me, it takes a while after a breakup happens to actually feel that, you know, that remorse feeling and thinking you made a mistake. And I think, you know, if she fights through it, she'll feel a lot better.
Yep, just got to give it. Yep.
Thank you for the call, Jennifer.
Fight through it.
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
You know that Joe called us to be talked into it. And everyone is telling her
to not
do it. Candy?
Yay.
What do you think?
I think that she should call him and they should go out to lunch and I don't think that she should ask him for exclusivity. I think that he can continue to date people. She continues to go out on her dates and they see if they have a connection.
But take it slow. Possible. Don't jump all the way back in. She's talking like, now that I see what else is out there, and in Steve words again, now that I've seen Hitler, this Mussolini's a lot better. but take it slow.
Well, from my experience, sometimes that other person needs time to be out there on their own for a while and then realize that I was the best damn thing he ever had.
Okay.
Wow. You're the first person to tell her to go back. So we appreciate it. Thank you, Candy. Amy?
Yay.
What do you think?
I don't think that she should do it. Right. And here's the reason why. I think that now that she's out of the relationship, she looks back and thinks about and really kind of glorifies some of the good times and minimizes some of the bad times. And it kind of skews her perspective. I think, you know, the fire looks best the further you stand away. Yep. And she wants to get back into the fire.
Nice.
And I think that'd be a mistake. I really think that going back into it is not going to be any different than it was before, you know?
Yeah. You're yet another, we're starting to pile on the don't do it. Thank you, Amy. One last one here, and hopefully Jill will know what to do with it. Chandra.
Hi, yay.
Yay. What do you think? Go or no go on getting back with the ex?
You know what? Because he didn't do anything like super douchey or anything, you know, like cheat on her or anything like that. I think she should give him another chance. However, she needs to remember that, you know, they have both been dating other people. And we're going to have to see and think about that. You know, like, is she going to be able to actually let go of that? Is he going to be able to let go of the people she's been dating? You know, that thing is always going to be in the back of their mind. They
like,
have
how many people did you sleep with in our downtime?
Yeah,
exactly. You know, and then, like, you're going to be out and about, like, maybe you run into somebody. Like, you have to take that into consideration.
Wow, I hadn't thought about the baggage. Nice. Thank you, Chandra. But here, she's right.
Yeah.
If he cheated, you're like, it's cut and dry. But it was her brain that broke him up in the first place.
And he was still a good guy.
You think she's... So, hearing everybody say, don't do it...
That means she's going to go do it.
You're right. Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.